coming up on the Movie Review Crew podcast.
I don't want to sound mean, but anybody that uses a selfie stick, like, you're automatically not like me, and I don't want to be around you.
Good people who have traveled from villages near and far, lend me your ears.
Hello? Hello? Anybody home?
What's up, Miss Tasty? What's up, what's up?
Hi there, nice to see you. Bumblebee Tuna? Bumblebee Tuna!
Hello, S Man Tooth. Hello, Evening News Team.
You are now listening to another edition of Movie Review Crew.
Welcome to the Goody Room.
But their ability to open is f***ing heroic.
And now, with your permission, I'm going to do my stuff.
What are you going to do?
I'm going to do the best I can.
All right, welcome in everybody to another episode of the Movie Review Crew podcast. I'll be your host today, Shane Cronican, and joining me is Matt McNeil.
Hello.
And Aaron Cronican.
Hello.
The same crew we had last week, is that right?
Yep.
Probably
the same crew we'll have next week.
Probably, because Matt picked a movie nobody wanted to watch. They watched the trailer and they were like, nah.
No, this has been on my radar for...
No, it has for me as well, but this is not the kind
of... Oh, you're saying that the rest of our group is full of normies. I got you.
Yeah. Yeah, this isn't the sort of movie that one...
I don't want to read my movies.
Yeah, well, I've been interested in this. I've seen it available to rent, and I just never have pulled the trigger, so I'm glad you made me. We will be reviewing Hatching, a 2022 horror movie from... is it from Finland? Is that right?
Yes.
I think it's Finland, right?
Yeah.
From not before... America.
Right.
Yeah, it doesn't matter what you say. Americans don't know where it is.
Yeah. 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 As we said, you do have to read the movie. So we'll do our book review on this movie here later. Before we get into that, though, I want to talk about what we've seen lately. Specifically one movie that I know we all three have seen, and that is kind of one of the big releases this weekend, if you will, and that is Prey. You both saw it, correct? And I think you were kind of... Matt, I want to start with this, because Matt, you said that it surpasses the original for you. Is that correct?
I think it's the best Predator movie in the franchise, which admittedly isn't a high bar, because prior to this, the only good Predator movie was the first one.
Oh, the second one is
AVP Requiem.
You're right. I forgot about AVP Requiem. Yeah. I'm sorry.
The second one is fun.
The second one is like not fine. You go jump off a cliff.
No, the second one is fine.
No, it's not.
Whatever.
That franchise sucks.
Anyway, they both offer something very, very different.
Yes.
The original 80s one is a cornball action movie, and this one is a more serious, like, character drama that has a predator in it, and I like that more. But that's just my preference.
Yes, and yeah. And it's interesting, because this is a very similar premise to the Predator. It takes it back to it's kind of just the basics of what Predator is this creature hunting, stalking, killing a group of people, and this person having to defend themselves from it, or defend their people from it. But it's interesting that they, on the surface, that it's the same exact story almost, but they feel so entirely different, like you said. But I want to shoot over to Aaron, because he did not seem to like it very much.
Here's the thing, though. I can't, without spoiling it, I cannot tell you why. I didn't say I didn't like it. It's just disappointing, and it is probably the second best in the franchise.
Well, let's do this then. Spoilers for Prey. Skip ahead like 5 minutes if you don't want spoilers.
My biggest issue is, honestly, I mean, I liked almost all of it except the main character. I mean, we spent 40 minutes seeing how just God awful inept she is at actual hunting, and then the last half of the movie she suddenly becomes predator hunter extraordinaire, and by the end she's doing like action flips and dodging axes. Like, get the hell out of here.
That's literally not true. What?
It is true. She is awful. Did we watch the
same movie?
She's awful. She can't do anything right on any hunt. All she does is get nearly killed.
No, and then, she had the right idea with the lion. She almost had it.
Oh, good. Okay, so you're an ideas person, not a warrior.
Then she doesn't fight the predator. She traps the predator. What are you talking about?
She does fight the predator.
No, she doesn't. She
jumps out of a tree on top of it and fights it.
Well, she jumps out of a tree to knock its helmet off. Yeah, but then it's...
Oh, my God.
She
and
no,
then, the and then she, like the most advanced the technology, there's no fail safe. Like, the predator doesn't realize, oh, why don't I just stop shooting things? Because it's not going to go where I want it to go because I don't have my gosh darn helmet.
That was a little silly. That it's he a
primitive
didn't,
predator.
He didn't understand the concept of his own weapon.
Like, you know, Ex Machina happened 24. God, I mean, just.
Yeah,
every time he had her dead, he's like, oh, I'm going to walk away just because this doe-eyed wannabe warrior can't be seen as a threat. Get out of here.
Well, it's because she wasn't a threat. She was chained up.
Yeah. Okay. And then he's like, oh, here's my shield at your throat, stuck in a rock. You're still trapped. Instead of just murdering you, I'll just lean on it for 3 minutes so you can escape.
Yeah. There were some sillinesses, but I think overall it looked fantastic. Fine. I really liked all the acting in it. I thought she was great in it. I liked her character. I liked the characterization. There were some conveniences. I do agree with that. But man,
yeah, but it's a brilliant
movie. It was so cliche surface level. It's like the Mulan story. Like, nobody believes in me, and every man in the entire tribe is just the biggest jerk.
That's my
just
biggest.
Get out of here with it.
Is that theme was very in your face and obvious of they don't think I can do it. Well, two things. They're all like cartoon character evil villains, like you said, like, go back to the kitchen, basically. And number two, they don't believe you can do it because you are pretty much straight up trash.
You've shown nothing but the fact that you can't do it.
They're not saying that because you're a female. They're saying that because you're trash at the things you're trying to do. But then they take it overboard and make it into where it fits the theme and just hammers it. It is a very obvious theme or the metaphor, I guess, that I thought worked a lot better because it wasn't so obvious is the predator basically assuming the place of Americans colonizing America and murdering the buffalo and murdering the Native Americans and the predator
didn't do that. The French trappers did.
Right, but
the French killed.
But they assumed it was him, and then turned out it wasn't. But so that thing was a little more subtle. But I agree that the whole "I'm a girl, I can do this" theme was a little obvious, stupid, little too on the nose,
worn out. I mean, you know, I'm all for female leads, even in an action movie, even in a horror thriller. I mean, just don't play the victim for the entire movie.
Yeah, I agree, and. To move on from that, I also wanted to point out that I think his name is Dakota Beavers, if I'm not mistaken. Her brother.
Her brother?
That dude was badass.
Yes. And the dynamic between the two, how he is getting what she wants and basically used her way of trapping or hunting that cat, and how he's seen as the future war chief. And you know, I don't know. That was more the dynamic between the brother and sister was more interesting than the whole tribe doesn't believe me thing. Like that just wore on me very quickly.
One last thing before we move on from Prey. Shout out to that bear, because that bear that fought the predator, first of all, awesome scene. Second of all, that bear got some licks awesome. In. Like he was whooping Predator's ass for a bit there.
Well.
Yeah, okay. I do want to mention, though, most of the CGI was very, very good, except that bear. And then there's a scene with a wolf and a rabbit that looked really stupid.
That the wolf and the rabbit looked a little uncanny valley, but I think the bear looked fine.
No. The only part that I didn't like of the bear was when he was running through the trees. He looked a little wonky, but the bear fighting the predator, I thought looked great. And the design of the predator was fantastic. Yes.
That's
the
look of
the movie,
predator.
The cinematography of the movie. It was a beautiful, beautiful movie.
Yeah. It was all, I mean, I still put it as a good movie. I just was disappointed because of all the hoopla. I mean,
well, it's hard to be disappointed in a franchise that up to this point had one good movie. So,
spoiler alert,
it's in my top 10.
In my mind, there's one Predator movie. It's the original. It exists in the 80s, and that's where it belongs because that's where that franchise should have ended.
I should also say, I know I said last thing, but man, I missed the Predator theme. Gosh, that music's so good. And I get that the music in this one fit that culture in that time period better. But man, I missed that Predator theme from the original. So, besides Prey, did anybody see any other new movies that came out?
That's the only thing I've watched this week. I started watching Fresh, and then my wife made me turn it off because she didn't want to watch something that was apparently super violent. So I haven't finished it yet. So I'll have to go back and do that.
That's super violent. That actually is a decent movie.
I don't even know what the hell that is.
It's
me either.
One with Winter Soldier is the main guy. I can't remember that actor's name.
Bucky Barnes.
Bucky Barnes.
That's it. That's the guy. Anyway, yeah, that's a decent. I mean,
what is it about? Because I'm very not interested. At the moment.
I don't know, and don't tell me because yeah. I want to experience the movie completely blind.
It's just a thriller / horror slasher type of thing. But anyways,
lame.
I did see a few movies other than Prey. I watched Lightyear with Leland. It was fine.
Gross. The movie looks so bad.
Yeah,
it was fine. Interest. It's not as bad as people said. It's fine. Then two Viggo Mortensen movies. One just came out. I think you guys might like. It's
13
a David
Lives?
Cronen. Well, no, I did see 13 Lives.
Okay.
The Thai cave rescue.
Oh, I did see that. The Cronenberg one is available now.
Cronenberg one just came out available to rent called Crimes of the Future.
Yes,
is weird. It's shares the same title as one of his older movies, but it's pretty good. It's a whole like return to body horror, David Cronenberg, this weird mystery type of thing happening, and it kind of pokes fun at how absurd and ridiculous the whole performance art thing is, and I don't know. It's a good movie.
I didn't know that he was still directing, so I will have to check that out.
Yeah, it's a good one. That's it. Yeah. No, okay. Just the 13 Lives, it's a long one, but I think the story itself is incredible. And it's, I mean, Viggo Mortensen, Colin Farrell, and Joel Edgerton. You can't beat that. So,
yeah, that one did look good. I'll eventually watch that one. The only thing I saw was a movie called Carter that was just released on Netflix. And it's an action movie from the director. I don't know if either of you saw The Villainess in, I believe, 2017, 2018, 2019.
Yeah, I don't somewhere think I did. There.
And that, The Villainess.
That's a Korean movie?
Yes. And it was one of the best action movies of that year. So I was excited. I had not even heard this was coming out. It just kind of got dropped on Netflix. And I'm like, holy cow. And it's fine but disappointing. It has some good action scenes, but it's also it jumps on that gimmick of trying to do everything in a one shot, or at least make it appear to be a one shot. But the execution of that gimmick is
well,
because well
Villainous had a famous, not a one shot the whole movie, but a famous long shot action sequence.
Yes, and this, so he tried to basically extend that to the whole movie, and sometimes it works, mostly it doesn't, because it feels rushed, it feels poorly put together. The I guess blending of it's very obviously shot in many, many shots, and they try to blend them together to appear like it's one shot, and it looks bad, it looks rough. The very first action scene is one of those like one guy against many, where the stuntmen surround him and just kind of wave there and move and don't. And so that right off the bat, I was like, oh God, this is not going to be great. But there were some good action scenes. It's like 2.5 hours, which it has no business being anywhere near that long. So I don't know. I would say avoid that one because it was mostly disappointing. But that's all I've seen. Anybody have anything else, or should we just get into Hatching?
Let's just get right into it.
Yep, let's do it.
All right, Hatching is a 2022 movie. It is 1 hour, 26 minutes long, directed by Hannah Bergholm, story by Hannah Bergholm as well, written by Ilja Rautsi, starring surprisingly very, very good young actress. I believe it's pronounced Siri Solalina. And then her mother is played by Sophia Hikila, maybe. And then her father is Johnny Volanin. I may be butchering these names. I don't know. But essentially, the two main characters are the young woman, Tina, and her mother, who is just mother. She actually doesn't have a name. Very, very... basically just those two, because that's the whole premise. But yep. On Rotten Tomatoes, it has a 92% from critics, a 61% from audience, 7.2 out of 10 from the critics, a 7 out of 10. So lower percentage score from the audience, but not much lower on the actual score, which is interesting. IMDb, it has a 6.3 out of 10, so almost 1 point lower than both of those.
Yeah, it's everything on IMDb.
Right. So, Matt, you chose this. What? Why did you pick it? And then what were your first impressions?
I picked it because it was on Hulu and I hadn't seen it. And it was on my radar of movies that I wanted to watch this year. And I know that it was on Aaron's list of radar, and apparently it was on your radar too. So I was like, cool, that makes this an easy choice. And I liked it. It's weird, but it's a pretty good creature feature. Like you said, the gal that plays the main girl, for being as young as she is, did a really good job. I usually hate kids in movies, and there is a kid in this movie that I do hate, but he's not in it very much, thankfully.
Right.
But she did a really good job. Her mom, the gal who plays her mom, was really, really good. She looks like somebody, and I can't place it.
Yeah. Would you believe that Siri Solalina, I hope I'm saying that right, that main actress, this is her first acting credit, first and only acting credit, no shorts, no other movies, no nothing. This was just the first thing she ever did, and she just nailed it. I could not believe that when I saw that.
Yeah, I didn't know that, but I guess Finnish films, she's going to be one they want to keep an eye on.
Yeah, no,
she's kidding. She's their country's Anya Taylor-Joy, I guess.
Yeah, it could be. That could be. my first impressions were, you're right, it was weird. And man, the two main performances, the Tina and her mother, very, very good. The mother, I could not stand, but that was the point. So she nailed that.
Yeah.
I mean even the way they made her look and the way she carried herself was like, instantly, man, I hate this person. And that's exactly what you're supposed to do. So she nailed that.
Yep.
The story, I think, was interesting. I appreciate the ideas behind it. I don't know that it always worked, but it was, this is more going to be a movie that I appreciate more than I enjoyed, because overall, I did not enjoy it very much.
Yeah, and my first impressions was that I was hoping for something, I don't know, more. It explores a theme, and it does it in an odd way, but it felt like what it was saying could have been, I mean, this is a short movie, but it felt like this could have just been a short.
Yes.
That lasted too long. And it doesn't have the tension or the, it's a beautifully shot movie, but there's nothing like in Hereditary, let's say, where the seeing something off screen or barely on screen or in the corner of your eye, or there's nothing like that where you're constantly on edge. There's no tension. There's no surprises. It hit basically every checkpoint I expected it to hit along the way of this theme it's exploring. And it's just, that's what it is. A surface level exploration of a girl growing into adulthood.
I agree. And although I do think there is some tension, I think it's a different kind of tension. It's not something horrible is going to happen tension. It's more of a, like an everyday, just this woman, not the woman, the young girl. It's just the tension of, there's a theme throughout this movie of keeping up appearances basically. And that's where the tension comes from, is just this underlying rage and anger and depression and sadness and just her suppressing all of that because of her desire to please her mother, which drives everything that she does. So there is a tension there. It's just not like a typical horror type of tension. It's more of the tension more comes from like the dramatic elements of the movie rather than the horror, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I'd agree. It's a social tension, not a, right. The monster in the movie isn't horrific, really. It's, I guess it kind of starts off that way. It's kind of gross to look at the beginning, but
I mean, really, the monster in the movie is her mom.
Well, yes.
This is a real, you think, oh God, this is so over the top. But these are real people that exist. You see those dance mom shows or whatever.
And oh yeah. All the like pageant moms and stuff.
It's exactly what I would never, ever want to be as a parent. And I don't see how these types of people don't see their actions and just be disgusted by
it. And like I said, the whole theme of appearances and wanting to appear like the perfect family and part of to not acknowledge the cracks in the, you know, in the foundation of your family.
I don't know. I understand the theme and that there are people like that, but I'm just so far from it. I'm somebody that really honestly doesn't care what other people think about me. Like, for work, I'll dress the part, but you know, I'm not okay. And I don't want to sound mean, but anybody that uses a selfie stick, like, you're automatically not like me, and I don't want to be around you. You know what I mean?
I know people like that.
Oh my God. And I think it's an obvious, like, hey, I want the world watching me. And that's, I don't understand that.
And I think my biggest hang up with this movie is it's not, like I said, it's a movie I appreciate more than I enjoy, because I almost enjoyed none of it, in the sense that it was very aggravating. These were not all of them. The young girl was a sympathetic character, but everybody else, the mother especially, but the mother, the father, the little brother, that whole family, it was so aggravating watching these people that it just made me not enjoy. I did not want to spend any more time around these people. And I know that was intentional, though. They were created to do that and to make you feel that, but it just hurts. I mean, I want to sit there and enjoy a movie, and I'm just angry at these people, and I hate even being, quote, around them for the entirety of this movie. The only one that was a somewhat normal character besides the little girl, I guess her coach was a good character, but hardly in it. But the man that her mom was awkwardly cheating with, he was a good dude. I mean, other than he was, you know, like, having sex with a married woman with children, but he was like a normal, down to earth, good dude. And the only one that operated on any sort of logic throughout the whole movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and that's the thing. It's like, even him, there's.
Well, and there was her friend too.
But she was barely in it. Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
I think maybe that's the biggest part of the issue, is that part of what should have created tension was what was happening to some people. but I cared so little and actually was actively rooting for them to get murdered. I mean, I don't care. I want them all to die. They're terrible people.
Well, I think that's kind of the point. And I don't know if it was intentional or not, but the lack of screen time, because even the dude that the mom is having an affair with, like he doesn't get a whole lot of screen time either. And like, that's kind of the point. Like everybody in this movie who comes even relatively close to being a good person in this little girl's life is barely on screen. And the majority of the time she's stuck with these horrible people.
And in her head, compared to her mother, they mean nothing. Like she so desperately wants her mother to love her and appreciate her and tell her she's doing a good job and be proud of her. And I mean,
by the end of the movie, spoiler alert, she dies. Yeah. So it's like all that's left is this horrible family.
Yeah. I think that's my biggest hang up is I just don't enjoy. I don't enjoy the movie. I did not want to watch it. I didn't. I mean, and it has nothing to do with the quality of the film itself. It was just the quality of the humans that are being portrayed in the movie.
It is definitely a bummer of a movie. That is true.
All right. So we talked a bit about the characters, I guess, and the acting. Talk about the directing. We talked about how it was the young girl's first movie. This is also a directorial debut. What did you think of the directing, the camera work, the shots, the look of it, the feel of it, all of that?
I think it's a very, very well-made movie. I didn't know that this was a directorial debut, but I was very impressed. There's, you know, not a bad shot that, you know, part of a directing is like, yes, you know, telling your cinematographer how you want things to look, but another part of it is, you know, getting the performances out of the actors that you need. Right. And if I hadn't known that this was their first movie, I figured that they'd been doing this for years because they were able to, anytime that you can extract that good of a performance out of a kid, like I just automatically assume that you're, you know, the greatest director alive.
Right. And I should point out, I should clarify that it's her feature length debut. She's done some shorts and some TV series. Mm. But this is her feature length debut. And I agree. I think it was a good movie. I think it looked like it was supposed to look. We've talked about the performances and how they were aggravating, but I think they were intended to be that way. So I think that was good. I think the tension that was there, like as we pointed out earlier, there was more of like that, the social tension from the dramatic elements that was handled well. I just don't think it was that. It didn't feel like a typical horror movie, which isn't necessarily a bad thing. But I did like a lot of the shots. I thought the creature was handled very well, and I know that the way the creature looked isn't entirely on her, but the way it was filmed to only show bits and pieces here and there, and the progression with
practical effects.
Yes, and with very good practical effects. I enjoyed that. I thought she did a good job as a feature length debut. Maybe I don't know if pacing was an issue or if it was an issue with the story itself feeling a little long, but I thought she did pretty damn good.
See, I don't think it felt too long, honestly. I thought the pacing was pretty good.
Not too long, but stretched too thin over an hour and a half.
That's maybe that's a better way to phrase that. Yeah, because it didn't feel long. The only thing that made it feel long is I just didn't want to spend any more time with the characters.
the thing is, it's not a particularly deep thing to dive into.
Right.
At least the way they addressed it, it's not.
Right.
I mean, we are very well aware of what we're talking about from the start, and right. It felt like they just kept trying to hammer it home. Like,
and it also felt towards the end, or by the end, I guess it was like, well, okay, yeah, there's trash people like this. What's your point? And I don't know if that was just me or I missed the point, or I guess I don't understand what I was supposed to have taken away from their message, if that makes sense. Maybe I missed something. I don't know, but I watched it. It ended. It had no impact. It didn't really seem to say anything, at least nothing that I caught.
I think the moral of the story is be nice to crows.
Yeah, definitely. Birds are cool. Let them do their thing and leave them alone. Did you get that feeling as well, or was that just me by the end? I'm like, yeah, okay, I guess.
It did end on kind of a weird note.
Yeah, I don't get the ending. I get the theme. I get what you're, but I don't get what you're trying to explore about or within that theme.
That's it. And for a movie that's this odd, I'm all for weird and crazy things to explore themes, especially in horror. Do your thing, make it original. But I want to think about it afterward. I want it to be this nagging thing, like, okay, this is, you know, something to dig into and think about for the next few days. But after this movie ended, it was literally kind of a, okay, I watched that.
Yeah,
that's the last I thought about it all week.
Yeah, honestly, it did not have any impact emotionally. It didn't have any impact. Yep. There weren't any specific scenes where it's like, oh man, that was good. You know, one of the, like, stick with me that way, and it didn't stick with me in a way that I had to or wanted to think about anything at the end.
It definitely was no predator fighting a bear. That is true.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Like that. I was like, that was cool. There were a few scenes like that in Prey, but this is an entirely different movie, but I just wanted something, some scene. It felt like
I'm curious. I'm thinking about this now. No emotional connection. Maybe. I mean, I know I do. I struggle to connect emotionally while I'm reading subtitles throughout an hour and a half movie.
I don't have that problem.
The only thing, I mean, maybe The Orphanage, that was an emotionally powerful movie, but most of the time I just don't connect very well with, because you're not completely absorbed.
I entirely disagree with that. And I only because of one movie, Train to Busan. That was the most obvious. I saw it coming 1,000 miles away, and it was done so well. It still made me tear up and hit me in the gut.
That didn't hit me, though. I talked about that during our review. That movie did nothing for me emotionally.
I mean, I saw it coming.
Because Aaron has a stone heart.
No, I don't. I'm a softie. I mean, Cold Mountain.
Yeah, I typically do, but I don't know. I don't think that, at least to me, the subtitles is not why. I think it's more on the filmmaking than the fact that it's not that I'm reading the movie. I don't think that had anything to do with it.
I watch enough foreign movies and enough foreign TV.
I do watch a ton of that. Well, I guess the other thing about this movie too is that we talked about how it looks and the story arc and the themes, and the music in this movie is completely forgettable and does absolutely nothing to enhance anything. Doesn't enhance the tension.
Yeah, I don't even remember there being music.
I mean, it does nothing.
I literally watched it an hour ago. I don't know. I don't remember music.
That's a huge thing for emotions to work in a movie. Music has to be part of it. Whether it's manipulative music that just pulls the emotions from you, it has to be part of a scene that hits. And there was no attempt in this movie to, most of it, there, these people are so, at least the mom is so shut off emotionally from anything, that so are we.
Yeah. It's something where, like, I was on board. Like, I'm like, Aaron, I don't mind weird. Like, get as weird as you want with the movie. I don't care. But like, even with the story, I was on board with everything up until the last, like, 10 minutes, because the ending is just like, what does that mean? what is the movie trying to say with the close? Like, I don't get it.
I don't, to me, this felt like an hour and a half, or however long, hour 27 minutes. It felt like build up and build up and build up. And there was no, you know how a lot of horror movies are built on tension, and it is no a payoff. Slow yeah. build and a slow burn, but it's burning and building towards something. And we got nothing. Just kind of, it was like build up, build up, build up. Here's an ending. And it's like, all right, what the hell was your point? The ending, what was
it? Okay. So big time spoiler alert. And also we never even talked about the actual story. A little girl hatches an egg, a giant egg that has a bird monster that turns into her, basically. It's a puberty thing, guys. It's really heavy-handed. She's turning into a woman.
Right, a puberty thing.
I get that part of it.
Oh, well, I'm just saying for the viewers. Yeah, deeper than that.
There's the themes of puberty and coming of age and identity crisis specifically at that point in your life. But there's also the themes of being a mother and maternal instincts and everything that comes into play there.
That's what I wanted to go with. At the end, there's supposed to be this emotional scene when the mom accidentally, spoilers, big time spoilers ahead for the ending if anybody actually will watch this. But the mom accidentally stabs her daughter, and then she's crying hysterically like it actually meant it. But the whole movie before that, she had nothing but contempt for her daughter. She never showed an ounce of love.
Even up to that point, like up to almost 20 seconds before that point, there was no arc in that character or hint that made that scene hit. I mean, it didn't make it believable. Where did that come from? What there was no progression. There was no scene where you connected with your daughter.
Was she crying because she accidentally stabbed her daughter, or was she crying because she lost any ability to pretend like her family is perfect?
Right, there is that, and that's what it hints at, is that now this creature looks like her daughter and can pass off as her daughter, and now she gets to basically use that thing to keep up appearances. And but still, I don't understand the point. I don't know that there was a point.
I think if they, and I almost never say this, but if the movie had been a little bit longer, they could have given it like a better, a proper end. Like they could explore now that, you know, her daughter is dead and this thing has assumed the position of the child. You can explore that.
Might be interesting, but I still think the story presented could contain an arc. I think that's the problem, is there's not an arc. There's, you know, if you think of the arc, there's the rising part, and then the conclusion is at the top. There's no like going down, or there's no the character shift. It's just these characters are the same, and then that's it. So there could have been less of like same scene, and then here's the same scene, and here's the mother treating her daughter the same way, and here's another scene of that. And it's like, yeah, we get it. I mean, where is this going?
Yeah, with the characters, with the story, there's no nuance to anything. It's all just black and white. It doesn't go too deep into anything. Why couldn't this overbearing mother have been a caring mother that's also an overbearing mother? You can have the social tensions with the trying to live up to expectations that might be too lofty. You can have all that with an actual caring family that would put stakes to this, that would put some emotional attachment to this.
I think it's pretty much a foregone conclusion that if you force your kids to like into sports that they don't want to do, or like do pageants and stuff, that you're a monster.
You don't.
Yeah. I mean, that's fair. But as far as me watching, give me a fleshed out character. Give me a mother that, yes, has flaws, and yes, is forcing her what she wants on her daughter, living vicariously through her daughter and her daughter's competition and all of that. Yeah, give me a fleshed out character though, or
bring the dad in more in a meaningful way, because he can be detached and not know how to handle things and not be very good, but still be caring. I mean, it's obvious these children are just there for appearances. They don't actually care for the children, but that also makes this movie less enjoyable.
Yeah.
And I really don't care about what happens to anybody involved.
Yeah. That's the thing I guess that's our running theme with this movie, is we get what you're doing. I understand the decisions you're doing as far as presenting the theme and all of that. I just don't enjoy it. So, I mean, and
I could have let all of it slide if the mom got her comeuppance.
But you're right,
and that upsets me.
I'm telling you. I mean, I was actively rooting. This is terrible, but I was actively rooting at the end for just complete annihilation of the entire family.
Yeah, I was just wanting
kill them all.
I was wanting some big some bird creature.
Finally snaps. All of the pressure and all of what she's trying to suppress finally breaks through, and this monster thing just tears them apart, especially that little kid brother of hers. Just
right. I was rooting for him to die the entire movie, but everybody who dies in this movie doesn't deserve it.
Right. Yeah, like who are the people in peril? Like some little girl that's just good at what she does.
It attacks her friend. It kills her dog. It attacks the guy who is just trying to live his life.
Like, and then attempts to axe murder a baby. Like those are the victims.
I forgot about that.
Those are the victims in this movie. I don't know. I don't know. And I don't even know where to go from here, because I feel like we've talked about everything, and I don't know where it was. There anything else that you enjoyed about this movie? Let me phrase it that way.
I liked the design of the creature.
Yeah,
thought that was really good.
Agreed.
The CG was a little wonky, but then as it becomes more human and its beak falls off, and the practical effects there were really, really good.
Yeah, there was just a few CGI points when her beak mouth was trying to, it was weird. It's like if it was a human teeth inside this, it didn't match what was happening.
It was off-putting. I was like, why does this bird have teeth and no wings?
Anyway, yeah.
The initial creature was very good, though. And we said, a practical, it was a puppet. I mean, that was so great. Or an animatronic, more likely. But that was fantastic. I mean, it was very
clearly... Oh, wait, that was a puppet? Well, I thought it was all CG.
Oh, no, no.
No that way.
Was, no, the, that... Initially, it was all practical. The CG was when it started to be more human-like, and they had to put the bird monster features onto that actress. That was
I just assumed that those were prosthetics. I had it backwards.
I think there were a lot of prosthetics.
Well, no, there were prosthetics. I'm talking about there was one scene when she was like her mouth was splitting open at the corners.
Was definitely done with the computer. But yeah, I think the practical effects, the creature effects, the body horror was well done. The kind of gross out aspects of it, of her, you know, another way of exploration of her puberty and identity is, you know, a lot of young girls, especially in that career, I guess, have eating disorders, and that's presented in the fact that now she has to eat food and puke it up for this bird.
Right.
So that was well done. I appreciated that.
Yeah, I liked most of it. The setting of what I was hoping for, a really great horror movie within this dollhouse interior. I mean, that, but it just didn't go to where I wanted it to go to.
Yeah.
I want blood splatter. I want a complete collapse of their ideal world. Blood splattered wallpaper in their pristine house. I mean, why not?
Yeah, that's where I was hoping it would go. And it upset me that it didn't go that way. Because the people who live are just the worst. It's unfortunate, right? Because the movie starts off on such a strong note. Like they've got this picturesque, you know, thing. They're doing their blog. A bird gets in the house. It's knocking over all the fancy china and all, you know, causing all this damage. They finally catch it, and the mom's like, give it here. And you know, you think they're gonna take it outside, but she just breaks the bird's neck. And I'm like, okay, so that's the kind of mom that we're dealing with. And I was expecting that to kind of build and reach the conclusion where the little girl snaps and the monster kills everybody. That would have been a nice movie. But instead, we get this movie where the people who deserve it, nothing happens to them, which I guess is kind of true to real life as well. Yeah, but it's I don't watch movies to be like, here's what real life is like. Movies are supposed to be escapism. Yeah,
so I don't mind that. I mind the fact that it just didn't go anywhere. The premise, the initial setup, like you said, the beginning scene was fantastic. The kind of odd feel of everything, how everything's perfect and pristine, and this mother's all about control, and the bird is basically a symbol of, like, she's not going to let any chaos live inside her house. And now here's this young girl that's full of chaos and all of these things that come with coming of age and all of that. The premise, the idea is fine. I don't think it was hashed out as well as it could have.
Yeah, it definitely, or at all
in some cases.
It was building up at a fine pace, and then it petered out before it could give us a satisfying conclusion, unfortunately.
Yeah. And anything else then, or do we just want to give this a score?
That's a good segue into rating, I think.
All right, Matt, then first or last, it's your movie.
I'll kick it off. Basically everything I just said, but even given that, I still liked the movie. I'm kind of sitting right where the critics and the audiences are. I'm going to give it a 7. I mean, great acting, great direction, cinematography, creature design was really good. It's just that the story didn't live up to its potential, which is unfortunate.
Yeah, I agree with, well, some of that. It definitely didn't live up to its potential. And as I said at the beginning, this is a movie that I appreciate more than I enjoyed. I think that young actress especially was fantastic. The mother did a fantastic job. The director, for a directorial debut, did very good. I'm not saying that she's incapable of making a movie. It's just that this is not a very enjoyable movie, and I don't think that the themes or the story went anywhere. And that hurt it for me. I'm giving it a 5.5. I didn't hate watching the movie, but I just didn't get any enjoyment out of it. None at all. Zero.
It was lower than I thought you'd go.
I'm giving it a 5.5.
Yeah, actually, I'm the exact same score. 5.5 because of everything mentioned before. The music was not terrible, just mostly non-existent and useless. The main performances were fine, but I hated the mother, so that's hard to commend that performance. I guess she did what she was supposed to, I suppose, but I don't know. It's a movie that was, it felt like it should have just been a really fun, cool, short film, and it not an hour and a half long movie. Just kind of bland. I give it 5.5. It's not something I'd recommend. And it is disappointing because it's one I was looking forward to. I just was expecting something else.
Definitely. That gives us an average
score. Watch Prey instead.
Oh yeah. That gives us an average score of 6. So, which is a C, and that's fine. I mean, this is an average movie. I can't argue with that. It's not memorable. It's not something I'll ever watch again. It's not something I'll recommend to anybody. So that's fine. It's a fine movie. Aaron, what do you got on this or that for in that range?
Okay. We just did this one last week. This or Spiderhead, exact same score. I go Spiderhead big time.
Boy, yeah. But which only if I shorter? Had to.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't like
that. I think one this either. One was shorter. I'd watch this again.
Okay. I mean, we went through all these most of the same. This or Rosemary's Baby, and
I'd watch Rosemary's Baby.
Yeah, no,
as much as probably. I didn't enjoy that one or didn't like that one. I don't know neither.
This or V for Vendetta.
Oh, that, and I hate that movie too.
At least it's got some energy to it. This it does. No energy.
Okay, this or Battle Royale.
Oh, that
Battle Royale all day.
That's a great movie.
Yeah, you guys gave it much higher scores. Mike and Brent gave it a 5 to bring it back down to the same area.
Wow.
I guess I don't remember that. I understand
that. Mike, because he doesn't like to read his movies, but Brent is surprising.
Okay.
The only thing I remember about that episode is Mike repeatedly using the Battle Royale sounder.
Because why wouldn't you? Battle Royale.
Okay, there's more. Puppet Master, the littlest
that,
light.
That.
Yeah, 100%. I think we underrated that movie.
And that's a movie that has zero themes and zero ideas other than puppets kill people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is fine. I'm not hating. I'm just saying they're so vastly
Nazi
different.
Nazi puppets. Let's be accurate.
Yeah, that's the theme. Nazis equals bad. So good. And they delivered.
All right. So last one. This or the Netflix movie Bright.
Bright,
definitely
all day.
Know that.
All day.
I still haven't seen it. I still will never see it.
Hater.
I mean, at least that was fun. Joel Edgerton is an ogre thing. I don't know what he was.
An ogre.
Will Smith slapping people left and right. Oh, wait.
Or an orc. I think
that was the Oscars.
Yeah, I wonder what's going to happen to that Bright 2 movie now.
Hopefully it still gets made. Screw it.
And hopefully he just slaps the hell out of somebody. All right. Anyway, that's that. Shane, it's your pick. Are we officially trading?
Yeah, we'll trade because you wanted to pick Men. Is that correctly?
Hell yeah. You want to talk about weird movies?
Yeah.
Things.
I feel like I just what I said in this episode, ditto. For
no.
That one.
Oh, come on. Listen, I'm going to tell you right now. So I'm keeping track of the movies I've watched for 2022, and I'm keeping track of best performances. The two leads in that Men movie are 1 and 2 for my favorite performances of the year.
Yeah, well, the male in that movie. So he plays like all of the males in that movie. Is that right? At least it appeared that way in the trailer, or at least a vast majority.
Oh, so they're doing a Nutty Professor?
Right. That was my question, is who did it better, him or Eddie Murphy?
Oh, definitely Eddie Murphy.
Definitely.
It's no, be, right? Definitely Jack Black in the Portnoys, whatever that was, in Tropic Thunder.
The Fatty's Fart 2.
Yeah, Moldy.
Oh, man. Anyway,
Men movie. Super weird. It will be available to rent Tuesday.
I hate that.
Yeah, that's one that I wanted to watch, so
yeah, I'll like that writer, but I also don't want to do another one of these. I just want a normal movie.
Yeah, that's fine. I get it, but
just pick Prey and we can do an in-depth review.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to do like a palate cleanser. just something bones. It's like Point Break or something.
Then why did you trade? You knew this was coming. Break.
The timing of Men. I figure, yeah, we'll do it when it's releasing DVD on or to stream or whatever, and it'll be timely. So I'll do a palate cleanser after this. I'll pick some just straightforward, easy shooting movie. We're gonna
reverse Predator Requiem.
Maybe I will pick Prey. Screw it. I don't know. I'll have to think. But yeah. Anyways, next week we'll do Men. If anybody listening has seen Men,
the
let
movie,
us know
Men.
Your thoughts. Yeah, I mean,
gonna
the
do
movie.
Men.
Yeah. We're gonna do Men next week. It's gonna be a good episode. We'll see what happens. If any of the audience has seen the movie Men, let us know your thoughts. Let us know your score. We'll add that to our score. We'll read it on our episode and go from there. But or if you have any other requests for movies, hit us up right there on the homepage or on social media at the Movie Review Crew. We're on Facebook,
have we
Twitter.
Gotten any recently?
No, I have not. I have not gotten any.
You guys are slacking.
Any new ones? At least we still have a list of a ton we have to go through. But
I'm sure we'll get a bunch in October.
Yeah, that's usually the one we get the most feedback from is Horror Month. Which we're just going to turn this into a horror podcast. Let's just do that.
I'd be down for that.
I can find a horror action.
I mean, trust me. I have a Shudder subscription now. I've been watching some bad horror all year.
Yeah.
Give me your login info. Right.
Well, it's tied to my Amazon account, so
that's fine.
Give me your login to that.
Do that.
I pay for Prime, but I don't want to pay for Shudder.
All right. Well, that's all we've got for you. Unfortunately, not as good as we were hoping. It did not live up to expectations, but that happens. That is what it is. It's a fine movie. 6 out of 10. It's a C. I guess we'll see you next week when we review the movie Men. If there's nothing else, somebody in the show.
Tell your friends.
Let's go. But inconspicuously. Through the window.
Lady, I'm afraid I'm going to have to ask you to leave the store.
Okay, that's it. Screw you guys. I'm going home.
Game over, man. Game over. What are we going to do now? What are we going to do?
Good night. And good luck.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Movie Review Crew. Remember to like us and find us on any of your favorite social media platforms, as well as go to our website, moviereviewcrew.com.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.